The near-infrared imager and slitless spectrograph for JWST-V kernel phase imaging and data analysis, by Jens Kammerer et al. Kernel phase imaging, KPI, enables the direct detection of substellar companions and circumstellar dust close to and below the classical, Rayleigh, diffraction limit. We present a kernel phase analysis of JWST-NIRISS full pupil images taken during the instrument commissioning and compare the performance to closely related NIRISS aperture masking interferometry, AMI, observations. For this purpose, we develop and make publicly available the custom KPI-3 pipeline, enabling the extraction of kernel phase observables from JWST images. The extracted observables are saved into a new and versatile kernel phase FITS file, KPFITS, data exchange format. Furthermore, we present our new and publicly available Foriver toolkit, which can be used to search for companions and derive detection limits from KPI, AMI, and long baseline interferometry observations while accounting for correlated uncertainties in the model fitting process. Among the four KPI targets that were observed during NIRISS instrument commissioning, we discover a low contrast, 1 to 5, close in, 1 lambda, D, companion candidate around CPD 66562 and a new high contrast, 1 to 170, detection separated by 1.5 lambda, D from 2MASSJ062802.01 to 663738.0. The 5 sigma companion detection limits around the other two targets reach 6.5 mag at 200 MOS and 7 mag at 400 MOS. Comparing these limits to those obtained from the NIRISS AMI commissioning observations, we find that KPI and AMI perform similar in the same amount of observing time. Due to its 5.6 times higher throughput if compared to AMI, KPI is beneficial for observing faint targets and superior to AMI at separations greater than 325 MOS. At very small separations, this was the near-infrared imager and slitless spectrograph for JWST-V kernel phase imaging and data analysis, by Jens Kammerer et al.